The Rays are in Cleveland to face Danny Salazar and the Indians, and the Rays' power surge begins in the second with Colby Rasmus.
Rasmus sends a drive to deep right, back on the track at the wall, and watching it sail is Chisinal. A solo blast to right center field for Colby Rasmus, his fourth home run. And it's a 1-0 Tampa Bay lead here with two down in the second. Swung on, hammered to deep left. Down the line it goes. Gone. Just snuck it inside the left field foul pole and just cleared the 19-foot wall. Here's the wind. Here's the pitch. It swung on, socked high and deep to right. Chisinal back on the track at the wall. Forget about it. 3-0 Tampa Bay. Back-to-back home runs. This one to right for Corey Dickerson, his seventh.
Gene Segura of the Mariners leading the league at 370. And Dickerson leans into another one. This one's hit high and deep to center. And that ball's way on out of here. Into the trees, beyond the wall in center. Corey Dickerson with his second home run of the game. A solo shot here in the fifth. And Tampa Bay leads it 4-1.
The pitch swung on. He's pounded this one to deep left center. On its way to the bleachers and a fifth home run for Tampa Bay. They lead 6-1.
The Rays hit five home runs in all and go on to beat the Indians by a final of 6-4. Jake Odorizzi allows four runs over six to pick up the win. Corey Dickerson delivers his fifth career multi-home run game. And Indians top prospect Bradley Zimmer makes his big league debut on Tuesday. He goes 0-3. Cleveland's late comeback attempt against the Rays would fall short. Here's the Indians skipper, Terry Francona.
I'm going to give you a couple adjectives. I mean, one's vexing. You know, he has good enough stuff to punch out nine. Gives up six hits, four of them are home runs. So, you know, when he missed one was change up to Norris. The other ones were fastball that he yanked across the plate. So it's just a matter of, you know, because I thought he was better tonight. I really do. Thought he came out of the gate, tried to find his stuff early. It just, when he made a mistake, he really paid for it. Yes, very much so. And you look at his numbers, hits the innings and stuff, and it doesn't quite add up to the ERA. But, you know, he's paid a price for, you know, like tonight he threw more strikes tonight, which is good. He does that. That's a step in the right direction.
Encouraging to see Edwin get a hold of
him. Yeah, very much so. I thought early on, it's so hard. It's real hard to see first three innings for both teams. And he stayed on a pitch and hit it to right just because you can get yourself in trouble early, especially the way he was changing speeds. And he stayed on and hit the right. And I thought that was a good sign. And then, you know, even his last at bat, you know, getting jammed, but staying through it enough to there's a hole over there. I think he deserves a couple of those, but it is good for him, yeah. Good for us.
Let's talk about Kip when he's hitting that ball up and away and kind of line it off the wall. He seems to be at his best. Is that, you know, we've seen him produce here in the last few days, but is that just another sign?
Yeah, and they were playing him so shallow that, you know, he didn't, I don't even think that ball got off the wall. But like most players, but especially Kip, you know, when he's driving the ball the other way, that's a good sign for him. Yeah, we're just trying to, you know, with a noon game tomorrow, a quick turnaround, just trying to make sure that just with him out there, actually Mickey thought it would be good for him to get in. And you don't use a tarot or goody. So going into tomorrow with a quick turnaround, you have some fresh arms.
McAllister gives you another
good. He's been tremendous. He has really been good. I mean, it's multiple innings, and he's gaining confidence by the day, as he should. He's throwing the ball really well.
Meanwhile, Bradley Zimmer sees his first big league action on Tuesday. He bats ninth in the order and strikes out all three times at the plate.
I had a lot of fun. I mean, not obviously the result we're looking for today, but, nevertheless, I made my major league debut and I had fun with it.
Did you have a moment where everything sped up on you, or was it just like another game once you got out there?
I think it was, just kind of like every other game. My first at bat, there was some jitters, definitely. But as the game went on, it just felt pretty normal.
How close did you feel that you were to the ball, that you almost caught in center, that you dove going forward?
I thought I was pretty close. I think if I would have got maybe a little bit of a better first step, I probably would have got to it. My back foot slipped a little bit, but kept it in front of me, so.
How much the winter programs where they brought you guys here, how much does that help you kind of feel somewhat at home, you know what I mean, as you start things out? Does that help?
Yeah, I think, getting acclimated with the stadium and just the surroundings and these guys a little bit definitely helps, get you, like I said, just kind of acclimated with what you're going to be coming up into.
The Indians will try to salvage a series victory on Wednesday. Josh Tomlin will make the start.